call 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Good afternoon. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Windy day, but springtime in the Rockies. The Front Range of Colorado from the high peaks west of Denver all the way to the tall peaks northwest of Fort Collins, Colorado. Covered with snow. Beautiful. No chemtrails today. Blue skies, visibility, 150 miles minimum, depending on how high you are, how high up you are. If you're in the Blackbird, you're probably the old military spy plane. Let's say up at about 50,000, 55,000 feet. You can see the horizon. You can see Fort Collins. You would be able to see Cheyenne all the way to New Mexico, probably into New Mexico, up into Montana, actually. I was watching a YouTube on that. So, greetings. We're going to cover items quickly. Germany again. Yesterday I mentioned that Germany had stated that the sanctions against Russia are not working. They are, they're just not as, the American government putting the sanctions on Russia, we're hoping for a better outcome, but it's not happening. Then, because they can't harm Russia with sanctions, what they're doing is they are attacking President Putin's two daughters, Maria and Katerina, which were his children, his two daughters from a previous marriage. They've never worked for the government. They're not part of the government. But these girls are under attack. Just like if you can't attack the nation, if you can't put sanctions on a nation, harm a nation, well, you go to their next strategy, personal attacks. Then Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he states, I've authorized the immediate drawdown of security assistance valued up at $100 billion to meet Ukraine's urgent need for additional anti-armor systems. So what is happening is this. Again, in the Ukraine, it's a CIA, a NATO, an EU regime changed. This is an undeclared military operation against Russia, not the Soviet Union, Russia. It's halting, but Russia, the reason they're on this attack is Russia has put a halt, has interfered with the Illuminati Pilgrim Society undertaking this maneuver. Just temporarily, Russia is advancing a multipolar scenario where you have a strategy that it unifies a collective of many nations working together, planning for a forward direction internationally. also with the international affairs, it also is seeking a direction to end, well, actually what is happening in the West. The Western nations, the West, EU, NATO, the European countries, America, and Canada, are seeking a direction to end. Well, actually, they're trying to end this multipolar agenda of Russia's, which other nations would prefer over the unipolar control system that the United States has held for over a century. You see, the United States has been giving direction to the nations of the world since the end of World War I, even a little bit before that. So what you're seeing is a joint plan designed by the Pilgrim Society out of London, out of New York. It's a plan that, pardon me, at its completion, is going to bring in, what? A new world order. We're very close to their accomplishing their objective. But the problem was, one of the problems, 6 years ago, Donald J. Trump was elected president, not Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. So, and with Trump, what was behind Trump was the old Tea Party back in 2012 that morphed into a much stronger group of patriot Christians that put Donald Trump in power. Obama administration tried to destroy the Tea Party movement throughout this country. And what they did is made it morphed into something even more powerful. This is why Donald Trump was elected, with the help of God himself. So Donald Trump was the problem. Well, they've eliminated that problem. Now they have another problem called Vladimir Putin, Russia. And not only Vladimir Putin and the nation of Russia, but also the Christians in Ukraine, the Christians in Serbia, in Hungary, in the old Soviet Union nations, that old bloc. The Christian people, the Christian God-fearing people of these nations, whether they be Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Ukrainian Orthodox, Serbian Orthodox, they're the problem. This is a spiritual battle against Christianity and the knowledge of God himself. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Oh, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact at 1360KHNC.com.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh,
gotta love that millennial music. It is fabulous. You know, I was out with Cactus, and we were just talking about some of the different music through the generations. You know, I say generations because I'm elderly, not old, just up in the years. Not too high up in the years, but pretty high. So anyhow, Cactus and I were visiting about, you know, we like the music out of the 30s and out of the 40s. And the music got better in the 50s, better in the 60s, great in the 70s, not too bad in the 80s. But it seems like the music that came out in the 60s and 70s, something new every single day. I mean, the Beatles, they put out hit weekly. With the Rolling Stones, hits weekly, with just all of them. But anyhow, we were talking about, we kind of like this, some of the millennial music. Not all of it, just some of it. Now I'm going to continue. So with what's happening in the Ukraine, you know, the New World Order, Donald Trump interfered with their objectives. Vladimir Putin is interfering with their objectives. Like I've stated many times, Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. And the New World Order, they don't fear the elections because they're able to control elections through the voting machines, through press. But one thing that the New World Order hates more than anything, the one thing they fear, I'm going to give you the secret to what they fear. They fear the true believers in the Christian churches in the world. The people who truly, in a real way, that are not hypocritical followers of Christ. This is who they fear. Because they know that these type of people, as they're led by the Holy Spirit, can pray and stop things. They can put like the sand on the sea to stop the waves from flowing over the banks to destroy everything. So this is a spiritual war. It's against the followers of Jesus Christ. They're aware of that. They don't like it. But there's nothing they can do. They're afraid also of prayer. They're afraid of the Bible. Because the Bible brings insight into the world and exposes their darkness. It exposes their evil ways and their plans, which is the New World Order, a one world government. And they also do not like Bible prophecy because they know they can't change it. They cannot change the fact that Russia is going to be a great, very powerful nation at the end of the world. It's going to be strong economically, politically, and militarily. This is a push by the occult world against Russia. The occult world is not going to destroy Russia. It will be the hand of God that will punish Russia in a few years when Russia invades the nation of Israel or attempts to invade. So I thought I would present that to you. Then you have General Milley. Here's what General Milley says here a couple of days ago. He said, we're facing two global powers, China and Russia, each with significant military capabilities, both who intend to fundamentally change the rules-based current global order. What does he mean, the rules-based current global order? Whose rules-based order is this? It is the occult Illuminati globalist Western plan of the United States and England. Those two nations jointly really are giving the direction. He states we're entering a world that's becoming more unstable and the potential for significant international conflict. Well, of course, if somebody breaks into your house, you're going to have conflict. You're going to resist the criminals breaking into your home. And how many homes has the United States, this country, the globalists of this country, how many nations have we invaded? You have to look at this in real. This is the present truth. This is a present truth. I'm explaining to you. It has been for a century. Then you have Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She states, Russia's actions represent an unacceptable affront to the rules-based global order. Well, she's just got done saying what General Milley stated, a rules-based current global order. Now she's stating the same thing. Why? Birds of a feather flock together. And she says, it's going to have an enormous economic repercussion in the Ukraine and beyond. Then you have the Wall Street Journal reporting here a couple of days ago that a recent poll suggested that the plurality of young people, this is why I'm playing some young people music today, excuse me, because these young people are going to flee from war if it comes to the United States. This is out of Wall Street Journal. If a land invasion of the United States were to occur, we should probably expect an even higher percentage of young people to beat it, to bail, to run, to flee. Then Yellen, after her comment, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, he says this. He's declared that NATO also is now targeting China. He states, quoting, China's growing influence and coercive policies on the global stage pose a systemic challenge to our security and to our democracies. Now, I'm going to interject this now, just a little commentary. Who created China? Did China just morph out of being a third world nation into a national international power? Did it just morph? You pour water on it like a young plant and it just blossoms? No. The United States, the Rothschilds out of Europe and the Rockefellers out of America, they made China great. They are the people, these two families, along with the other group of oligarchs and whatever you want to call them, they made China great. I've been reading all about the Rockefeller plans after Nixon to take our industry, to take our manufacturing to China, giving them our technology so that there's nothing manufactured onshore any longer. Our steel plants, our vehicles, is all out of country now. It's offshore or it's been shipped to Mexico. This was a plan by these ruling families. And you know what? Actually, it's not a bad plan, because eventually, when the United States is destroyed and this coming Antichrist that will come and become the president of this nation here not in near future, He's going to destroy this country. He is going to Antichrist. We think Antichrist is a true American patriot. Will be. Absolutely not. This coming Antichrist hates this country more than any other country in the world. And eventually in the book of Revelation chapter 17, if you read the book of Revelation, all of the mysteries are right there to be seen, but you have to wait for the things in the world, history to develop. Then it's made clear. He hates this nation of Babylon the Great, this woman, this harlot, this woman who is a monster, and he will destroy this nation with a group of other nations. So don't think Antichrist is an American patriot. Absolutely not. Antichrist is only out for Antichrist. He will only be for himself and his power. In fact, he hates this country so much, he's going to have his own palace, his own little empire. It's going to be offshore. And I'll tell you what the Bible says and where the Bible says he's going to go. He's going to go to the cedars of Lebanon. He's going to get out of this country. He's going to bail. He's going to consider Syria, but eventually he'll pick Lebanon. And that's where he's going to build his palace. Just insight. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that most of you don't know. Years ago, Bill Clinton, you know, his involvement in the occult, he and Hillary would go to Haiti, have the witch doctor there in Haiti perform magic for them so Bill would get out of the Lewinsky situation and get out of all these problems that he had while he was president. So he would go and have the chief witch doctor cast spells. And they're powerful. They worked. He and Hillary both. I've documented this and on previous programs. Well, at the same time, the occult, these people in the occult, they know the power of Christian people who have been gifted by God in the area of prophecy. They are prophets. They know and they see things in the invisible world. Well, Bill Clinton used to call one of America's, I guess you could say, known and accurate prophets. His name was Paul Kane. Now, for the vast Christian audience, I understand that Paul Kane was a closet homosexual. So I want you to know that I understand who the man was. But nevertheless, the man did have gifts from God, and Bill Clinton knew it, and Bill Clinton would call Paul Kane and ask Paul Kane almost daily for a while to give him insight. He's asking Paul Kane, a Christian, to reveal things to Bill. For what reason? So Bill could escape and protect himself from the judgment of God. So the occult world, they know the power of Christian people. They know the gifts that God gives Christian people. And they listen to what Christian prophets, people in that world, true Christian prophets, what they have to say. And then the prophets in the occult go to their covens and they beseech the devil to see if these things are true. And the devil will tell them, yes, this is true. So, this is why the New World Order hates Christians. Because Christians do know what the Bible says, and the Bible will come to pass, and they hate prophecy. And so there's an attack on the Bible, on Bible prophecies, on Christian prayers, on Christians in general. So, this gives you an insight. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be back in a few minutes.
be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Yeah. Jacques and I are enjoying the music. He's behind at the control board there, and I'm here behind the microphone. But we both like to play music. We like good music. So, anyhow, to finish with Paul Kane, so Bill Clinton calls him up and uses him as a crystal ball. Eventually, I guess the way I heard the story, Paul Kane said, he just told the president, please don't call me anymore. You're using me like a crystal ball. Forget it. The people of the devil, the children of the devil, they like to know the future. They like to know what they can get away with. Like Back to the Future. If you know the future, you can become a millionaire or billionaire or a trillionaire or a zillionaire. God doesn't let his prophets be used by the occult for their evil purposes. God uses his prophets to warn the occult, the children of the devil, the strange children, that they better repent, because God will not forget, and God will punish their evil, period. Now, so as we go forward into the rest of the hour, we're just about done for this week. Germany. Let's see here. Yeah. Actually, Dmitry Peskov, he warned that if the United States and the Western powers, they're trying to talk Poland into putting nukes into Poland. And also, a couple of years ago, the U.S. was trying to talk Germany into putting nuclear weapons on its eastern borders also. This is a bad, bad plan. So Moscow basically stated, if you put weapons in Poland, we consider that to be highly provocative. And you threaten us, and we're going to take care of business. Then you have, out of the White House, the National Economic Council Director Brian D. He proclaimed that Russia has been completely ostracized from the global economy. We know that is fake, false. We know that is fake news. And the energy-rich nations in the Middle East have had a long cooperation with Russia, and they're not going to condemn it. And here's what Blinken says, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, not Blinken, Dana Struhl. He states this. Yesterday, he said, there's no gray space for the Middle East states in this conflict. Then he threatened. He says, quote, let me be clear. Oh, they always like that. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I am not a crook. Who said that? Tricky Dick. Let me be clear. The United States has real combat power in this region, and we are going to maintain it. So this is a notice to the nations in the Middle East. The United States has not only the ability through military power, but they have the resolve. The nations realized after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, not only did the United States have the weapons, but the United States had the resolve. And that's what they're saying here once again. Then Lavrov, out of Russia, he says that these European Union policymakers, they failed to agree on a new package of sanctions against Moscow, including a ban on Russia's coal imports. So they're not unified in this anti-Russian campaign of the West. Then Russian journalist Dmitry Kozyrev, he states that the Ukraine was supposed to be a rally. It was a plan to rally the free world, but something went wrong. The world did not rally behind the Ukraine. The world's biggest democracies, including India, have so far not joined the U.S.-led economic campaign against Russia, or even explicitly condemn the invasion. In any case, the further In any case, the future of global order will be decided not by wars in Europe, but by the conquest in Asia, on which events in Ukraine have limited bearing. The Ukraine is a black hole. Everything evil ends up in the Ukraine. Corporations, intelligence agencies from the West, Britain's intelligence agencies, Germany's intelligence agencies, America's intelligence agencies. Everything ends up in this black hole that we call the Ukraine. Everything evil. The Clintons and the Rockefeller Foundation objectives end up there. Why? Because it's like what happens in the African jungle when the lion kills a prey. All the hyenas come waiting for the Russian for the lion to finish eating, and then everybody else comes. That's the Ukraine. India, South Africa abstained from UN General Assembly vote on March the 2nd that demanded that Russia withdraw from Ukraine. Big democracies in Latin America, Brazil, Mexico, have refused to participate in sanctions. The world is not unified behind the U.S. on these matters. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft-close, full-overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only had two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world. I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I so wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and
We'll finish with some more points here that are before the weekend. But remember, every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me for both podcasts for these programs that I host, and also for the programs through the week on the weekend. Everything is on 1360khnc.com. Programs streamed always. Now, in the Middle East, so the United States has real combat power in the Middle East, and they will use it. Well, there's been a plan for decades to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, his regime in Syria. During the Obama administration, Obama was planning to go into Syria, but Russia prevented that plan, that strategy. And Russia is going to continue to protect Syria from America's advancing into that area. America would love to have, strategically, Syria, because it would have a port. And from that point, America could move in, and that would be a theater from which the United States could expand into all of the Middle East. America would love Israel. Israel would be a better... it would be better for them to take over Israel, but they can't right now. But I'm going to tell you the future. Eventually, the United States is going to occupy Israel. Israel is not going to be able to prevent it. And why? You see, the United States is going to be the center of this new world order globalist agenda. It will not be the United Nations. It will not be centered in Europe. This new world order will be centered, it will be directed by the United States of America, used by this country to control the nations of the world. We're going into a digital currency, but this digital currency will not be worldwide. This was a thought years ago. No, it will be basically a Western currency system. Because of Russia, Russia has basically destroyed the World Economic Forum plan to include Russia, China, all the nations of the Asia. No. In the time of Antichrist, there will be a separate economy for Asia, for some other nations of the world. They won't be all controlled by the Antichrist West. So there will be a way for these nations to trade. And now the United States, that won't exclude this nation from a campaign of war upon the nations, including the nations in the Middle East, and the nations in the Far East, the nations in Africa and South America. Digitally, they won't all be in that system, but they can be, military operations can affect the nations of the world, and the rider of the white horse in chapter 6 of Revelation, that first horse, that rider will go out and declare war on the nations that will not go along with his policies, his objectives, what he wants to accomplish, the nations that will not worship him, There will be a campaign on the nations. He will destroy the nations. It says that when he's done, the world is going to basically be a wasteland. The nations of the world, because of the wars that are coming, will be just a basic wasteland. But Christ will return. Christ will stop. It's time sensitive with Antichrist. He has roughly a 3.5 year period of time to do more evil than anyone could ever imagine. In the first 3.5 years, he's going to have war through the Christian people internationally. In the last 3.5 years of this coming tribulation in Christian theology, he will be very successful. And then after that, after those 7 years are over, then there's going to be the wrath of God upon the nations of the world, especially the Antichrist powers. So I'm giving you some insight into the future. Now, Syria had been the objective. It will not be. Israel now is going to be the objective of American policy. We'll be back to finish out the hour in a few minutes. Hold tight, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
1360KHMC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003. And we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts for my programs that I host and the programs throughout the week and on the weekend are archived on 1360KHNC.com down to the podcast and open up the programs you would like or that you'd like to listen to. In the Middle East, the conflict in the Middle East is going to, there's going to be conflict. America is not going to remove Bashar al-Assad from power. The nation that will remove him from power will be the nation of Israel. Israel in the future, shortly, according to Isaiah chapter 17, is going to destroy the ancient city of Damascus. The city existed from the time of Abraham. It will be destroyed, and Israel will also at the same time move into present-day Jordan and will occupy present-day Jordan. It will become Israel's expanded... She'll expand. Israel is going to almost double in size when she invades Jordan. And then Israel is also going to take over the land of the Gaza Strip and that area also. And when this happens, when these prophecies occur, the world, the nations of the world, the people of the world, the people that hate the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are going to go mad. And anti-Semitism will be a big sign of the end of the world. The nations will become, the hidden anti-Semitism will be revealed, will come out. But at the same time, the nations of the world, a great number of people who support Israel, are going to help the Jewish people from all over the world go to their new homeland, which will not be present-day Israel. It will be more the coming expanded territory of the Jordan, of the nation of Jordan. And the nation of Jordan will be able to absorb the increase of Jewish people that are going to go to that area. Israel is going to double her boundaries. And this is a sign of the end of the end of the world. And when the nations see it, realize that Christ is probably going to be about 8 years away. Right now, I think we're almost at in the final decade before Christ's return. The signs are evident. The wars have begun. Blinken is saying that, or NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, is stating that this conflict is going to escalate for years to come. No, it will be, if Christ doesn't stop it, like George Bush Jr. stated in 2001, we're at the beginning of the new 100-year war. What's he talking about? America is going to go on a campaign to control the world, even if it takes 100 years. That's it for this week. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program Podcast, 1360, KHNC.com. Cactus and I will have a visit over the weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.